Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis and Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah here, Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis, is going to describe the procedure for withdrawing the Shkalim for the public karbanos that the Shkalim are going to ultimately be used for. It says the Mishnah, B'shalosh kupos shel shalosh shalosh se'in. There would be three baskets of three sa'ah each. Tormenes halishka, with which they would withdraw the truma of shkalim, the donation of shkalim, from the chest in the Beis HaMikdash in which the money was kept. Now they would first fill the first basket with coins, and the second basket, and the third basket, until they had a total of 9 seah of coins. Now why didn't they just have one large basket of 9 seah? Why they need 3 separate baskets? That's a discussion in the Yerushalmi and the Gemara, and they quote a pasuk as a source for why they would have 3 separate baskets of 3 seah each. The kus of behen, aleph, beis, gimel, and upon each of these baskets, it would say aleph, beis, and gimel, the first 3 letters of the aleph, beis, so that the money can be spent in the order in which it was withdrawn from the chest in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yishmael says, Yevanis kus of behen, no, they would have the 3 Greek letters, Alpha, Beza, Gamla, that they would have these 3 letters, not Hebrew letters, in order to number these baskets. Now, what's interesting is the Bartanura points out is that this is actually based on a pasuk in Parshas Noach and Sefer Bereishis, where the pasuk is describing the sons of Noach, and the pasuk says, Yafas Elohim liyafes. The Yishkon Ba'ohal Hashem. They let Hashem beautify Yefes, and he shall then live in the tents of shame. The Chachamim and the Gemara interpreted the pasuk by saying, "Let the Greek language, which is the most beautiful of all the languages of the children of Yefes, live and dwell in the Beis HaMikdash, in the house of shame." And this is the source for that, why they would have the 3 Greek letters on these baskets instead of 3 Hebrew letters, at least according to the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Continuing in the Mishnah with various restrictions that were placed upon the person who would withdraw the shkalim in order to avoid him being suspected of taking the coins for his own personal use. Says the Mishnah in HaTorim, Nichnas lo befargod chofus, that the person removing the truma of the shkalim can enter the Beis HaMikdash where the shkalim are kept, the room where the shkalim are kept, with a garment that is a hem, because he might put some of the coins in the hem and steal them that way. You can't walk with a shoe or any sort of sandal. Also, we don't want to suspect him, as the bartender points out, of hiding coins in the shoes as well. Now with tefillin or with any sort of amulet, we're concerned that maybe he's going to become poor, and then people are going to say about him that he only became poor because of the sin of stealing from the shkalim in the Beis HaMikdash. Or shemiyashir, maybe he's going to become rich. V'yom, and they're going to say about him there as well, mitrumas halishka hashir, that he became rich because he stole money from this special room where the shkalim were kept. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us why it's so important that the person who draws the shkalim must be so careful not to cause others to suspect him inappropriately of stealing the shkalim. Says the Mishnah, Lefisha Adam Tzarech Latesi Dehabrios, a person must satisfy the vision and the scrutiny of the people. Kederach Shetzarech Latesi Dehamakam, just like we must satisfy the scrutiny of Hashem. Shnemar, as the pasuk says in Sefer Bamidbar, V'yisem Nikiyim Me'Hashem Umi Yisrael. The Torah says that you should be innocent in the eyes of Hashem and of the Jewish people. V'omer, and the pasuk says in Mishlei, U'mitzachin v'seichel tov b'ein Elohim v'adam. And you should also find favor and good understanding in the eyes of Hashem and man. That we know that obviously where Hashem's judging us, but also we should do to the best of our ability. This is a reference to the halach of Maris Ayah. We shouldn't do anything that might make people think of us as if we're doing something wrong. We should try to avoid that at all costs as well. There's also a concept, certainly, as the Mishnah describes in Pirkei Avos, of having done as kol adam l'kav zchus, that we should give people the benefit of the doubt. But in terms of our actions, we should always do our best to avoid any suspicion, to avoid people of thinking that we are doing anything wrong. Continuing now with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, we discuss the minog of Rabbi Gamliel's family when it came to their contribution of the machatz shekel. Says the Mishnah, Shel Beis Rabbi Gamliel, Hayah Nichnas, V'shiklo Bein Etzbaosav, Rabbi Gamliel's family would hold back their shekel contributions until just before the shkalim would be withdrawn from the room in the Beis HaMikdash, and then they would enter the room where the shkalim were kept, each with his shekel between his fingers, v'zorkul of ne'atorim, and they would throw it into the pile of the shkalim in front of the person performing the withdrawal, v'hatorim miskavin v'dochafo l'kupa, and the person taking out the shkalim would then intentionally push it from the pile into the basket, and in this way they were able to make sure that their coins were among those that were actually being used. Now, as the Yerushalmi pointed, although the withdrawal of the Truma was performed on behalf of everyone who contributed a shekel, even those whose shkalim had not yet arrived or had not yet been contributed, so that ultimately everyone should have a chelek, should have a portion in the communal karbanos, nevertheless, it was a source of special satisfaction for Rabbi Gamliel and his family to know that their shkalim actually were being used to buy the karbanos. Finishing off the Mishnah with the actual procedure for withdrawing the shkalim, the Mishnah says, Ein ha-torim, torim, the person withdrawing a portion of the shkalim does not withdraw the shkalim, ad sheyomar lehem etrom, until he has asked the person in the Beis HaMikdash, the administrators in the Beis HaMikdash, shall I actually withdraw the coins? Vehein omrim lo, terom, 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 shalosh pa'amim, and they should respond to him, withdraw, 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 three times. And ultimately, each time they would respond, withdraw, he would ask, and then after receiving permission, he would begin to withdraw the shkalim. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis taught us that there were three baskets of three seah each, and that's how they would ultimately withdraw the truma of shkalim from the room in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a machlokas, so they have Aleph Beis Gimel on them in Hebrew letters to differentiate the three baskets. Is it going to be Alpha Beis Gamma? They're going to be in Greek letters based on the Yefes, the son of Noach. That was a bit of a machlokas in our Mishnah. And then we say that the person withdrawing the money should make sure to avoid any suspicion that maybe he's going to be stealing some of the money, and therefore he can't have any clothing with him, and he can't have a shoe, he can't have a sandal with him, anywhere that he could potentially hide the coins, can't have tefillin, can't have an amulet, anything like that. Why not? Because it might be that he's going to become poor. People are going to say, the reason why he's poor is because he stole money and he's being punished. Or he's going to become rich. People go, he became rich because he stole money and that's how we're so wealthy. So that's what the Mishnah seems to say, and that's why you should avoid all suspicion, as the Mishnah concludes by telling us that a person should always try to avoid any suspicion, just like you should avoid suspicion from Hashem. We should avoid suspicion from others as well, quoting Psukim from Sefer Bamidbar and from Sefer Mishlei as well. Then Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel taught us the custom of Rabbi Gamliel and his family. They would go into the room in the Beis HaMikdash right before the person was withdrawing the shkalim to throw their coins and to make sure that their coins were actually being collected and used right then and there. The person collecting would make sure to add it to the baskets, like we discussed in the previous Mishnah. And then the Mishnah taught us that the person withdrawing the shkalim does not withdraw until he has asked the person in the Beis HaMikdash standing outside the room, shall I withdraw? And they would say, yes, withdraw, withdraw, withdraw. And at that point, he would withdraw the shkalim for the public karbanos. Have a great day.